This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. You may say that any Canadian band is artificially advantaged inside Canada thanks to the Canadian Radio Television Telecommunications Commission's, or CRTC's, Canadian Content Rule, where radio must air a percentage of content that was partially written, produced, or presented by persons from Canada. A ruling that, in part, was the result of Canadian indifference to their own artists in the late 60s and early 70s. At the time, most listeners wanting British or American bands coming out of their radios. So why should we care, being where we are? Quite simply, thanks to this nationalistic attitude, more bands that in a normal environment wouldn't have been given the opportunity to record were invited into the studios, due in some part for more needed Canadian radio content, putting more possibly good music into the pipeline. This week's Vinyl Garage represent the Canadian band that may have prospered from the ruling, one that may be more popular in country than almost anywhere else. And we're starting in a gas station in the fictitious town of Dog River, Saskatchewan, which is right next door to Ruby's Diner, by the way. The equally fictitious home of the hugely popular TV show Corner Gas, a show featuring the Vancouver band The Odds in its opening and closing credits music. The songs, Not a Lot Going On, and My Happy Place, respectively.
There's not a lot going on, but look closer, baby, you're so wrong. I roll my eyes back into my happy place. I'm always gonna need this sense of space. And in the amber wave under a rolling cloud, I can't hear what you say, cause you're talking so loud.
There's not a lot going on. We'll be right back. could fly, baby, that's just what it's for. A fly by night makes you feel alright to keep coming.
Ah!
Raise a Little Hell was the first and only time the Vancouver band Trooper made any impact into the American music market, only taking 3 years, 7 singles, and 4 LPs to do so, despite being massively popular in their home country. Its corresponding LP, Thick as Thieves, was produced by Randy Bachman. Chilliwack, on the other hand, found its way into the U.S. charts 9 times, but most would be hard-pressed to identify any one of them. 1976's Fly at Night, top 10 in Canada, number 75 in the U.S., from that year's Dreams, Dreams, Dreams LP, is example. Featured as the wake-up song for the Space Shuttle Discovery the morning of March 11th, 2011, on its last mission in space, was Prism's Spaceship Superstar. The song was also the band's first single from their initial self-titled LP.
One day you feel quite stable, the next you're coming off.
Come on.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. A.
That's a boogie, the life we love to live. And the second one, that's easy. That's all the many more things we have to give. And remember, the third one is the rhythm, and it's still strange yet. And that's just a preview of the things you're gonna get. Yeah.
We'll be right back. rock and roll. Jazz is much too crazy. He can't play it when he's old. He's too young for the blues. He's still inside his first pair of shoes. He's just a baby. Give that boy some freedom. Let him move around. Don't get in his way. You'll only bring him down. Mama, won't you let him? Let him play some rock and roll. Yeah. Let him play some rock and roll. Let him play some rock and roll. Let him play some rock and roll. Yeah. All right. Come on now. Mama, let that boy play some rock and roll. Jazz is master crazy. He can't play it when he's old. He's too young for the blues. He's still inside his first pair of shoes. He's so young.
From the Toronto suburb of Oakville, Saga was also relatively successful in the States and, of all places, Germany and Puerto Rico, releasing 22 LPs since 1977. We heard their second single, taken from 1981's Worlds Apart LP, On the Loose. About that same time, in 1976, in Toronto proper, the prog band FM was born. They were known for science fiction-themed space rock. The band was active on and off from that year till present, going mostly unnoticed everywhere else but home. Born out of the backing band for Ronnie Hawkins was Hamilton, Ontario's Crowbar, releasing 5 studio LPs in the early 70s. Their highest charting single in Canada was 1971's Oh What a Feeling. Described by their frontman Frank Marino as the Grateful Dead meets jazz, Mahogany Rush never really caught on in the States, although they were more popular here than in Mother Canada, despite never charting higher than number 74 in the U.S. album charts. Eventually becoming Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush in the late 70s, and just Frank Marino solo in 1981. We heard from 1982's juggernaut LP, Strange Dreams, Frank's highest charting single in either country, no matter what you called the band. One of my favorite songs of all time is Doucette's Mama Let Him Play. And those who know me know that I don't say things like that very often. Jerry Doucette released 4 LPs, 2 for Mushroom and 2 for independent labels, the former being the only ones available in the States, where the single for Let Him Play managed a showing in the Billboard Top 100. However, it did go platinum in Canada. That being said, please understand that the platinum status in Canada means markedly less than the same award in the U.S. Canada requires sales of 100,000. The domestic milestone is 1 million. Just saying.
She's black, flesh and bone, no tubs of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen.
just to spite him. I got my own reasons to drink now. I think I'll call my dad up and invite him. I can sleep until noon anytime I want, though there's not many days that I do. Gotta get up and take on that world. When you're an idol, it's no cliche, it's the truth. Then get away with murder. I don't write songs about girls anymore. I have to write songs about women. No more boy meets girl, boy loses girl. More like man tries to understand what the hell went wrong. Joy. I'd sure look like a fool, dead in a dish somewhere with a mind full of chemicals like some cheese-eating high school boy.
I'm not the one.
Tal Bachman is Canadian rock royalty, being the son of BTO's Randy Bachman. His first LP for Columbia is an anomaly in this show, in that the self-titled offering begat a top 10 hit in both countries. Huge attention north and south of the border, and over the world for that matter. The hit in question was She's So High. The exact opposite can be said about the Edmonton band The Pursuit of Happiness, in that Bachman got immediate major label attention due in some part to his lineage. To be fair, he ultimately did prove worthy. The POH's first release was a self-produced and financed 12-inch single of I'm an Adult Now, soon followed by a video of said song, which, due to its success, caused the above 12-inch to sell out all 1,500 copies, in turn causing Chrysalis Records to take notice, resulting in a contract, an album, and the aforementioned single, re-recorded with Todd Rundgren producing, now a hit, platinum in Canada and top 40 in the US and Australia. The POH would ultimately release 5 studio LPs and multiple best of compilations. It would be the first and last time they would chart outside of home. We closed out the North of the Border show with Saskatchewan blues rock guitarist Colin James and his first single, 5 Long Years, from his 1988 self-titled LP. Colin appeared as a guest star in an episode of Corner Gas in Season 2. There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Crazy, what's next? Are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to do this?